We would like to welcome you to the new,
CNT podcast,
where we talk about anything and everything. So, we want to start the show off by saying happy late holidays for the ones who celebrate Memorial Day. I sure had a great time. You know, me and my lovely wife here, which is the person calling the podcast with me, we went to Detroit and we got to see family. How much fun did you have, babe?
I always have a lot of fun when we go see the family. They never disappoint. They're always welcoming and their arms wide open to us every time.
Remember, family is number one. Comes before anything. Now, let's get into the topics for today. The first topic that we would like to talk about is, how is a new generation different from the 90s?
That's a good topic.
So, with that being said, one of the ways that the new generation is different from the 90s is music. Give us your take on how music from today's era and music from the 90s is different.
I think the music from today's era is, well, it's nothing like the 90s whenever we started growing up. But I would say music today is trash compared to the 90s. Everything you hear nowadays is just usually about gun violence and stuff like that. I don't know, sex, drugs, whatever. Used to, nothing like that.
Facts, facts. For me, I feel like definitely the R&B is missing. You know what I'm saying? The Drew Hill, the Boyz II Men. You know, just to throw a few out there. First on the rap side, you know, everybody a gangster rapper today. You know what I'm saying? Everybody sounds the same. The lyrics are so basic. We have to get back to doing sessions, man. We need real spitters in the game. I'm talking people like, you know, Lil Wayne's and Jay-Z's and
J. Cole.
Yeah, J. Cole, nice. You know, him and a few new school rappers.
What about Chance the Rapper? We need to have some more like him.
Chance, my boy. You know, I like Simba. We definitely gotta get back to the sessions, man. Especially when we got guys with colorful hair, you know, Snitch Nine. You know what I'm saying? That boy is Tread Ass B. Another one is TV shows. How are TV shows different from the 90s and now?
We used to have the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The Family House, Family Matters, you know, stuff like that. And then now you look on TV and it's nothing but, like, it says PG. It's not PG. It's just everything to do is just, now is just crazy. Family used to actually mean something back in the day. So that's why I think every one of the shows is better then than they are now. They don't mean nothing now. It's all Hustle and Family Feuds and stuff like that. Just like if you've ever seen the show Power.
For me, I definitely like 90s shows better. You know what I'm saying? Our cartoons is better.
Definitely.
Look at SpongeBob. SpongeBob's still standing. You know what I'm saying? I promise you, cartoons today can't even top what we had in the 90s, man.
I won't even watch a cartoon.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
The Powderpuff Girls.
Ed and Eddie.
Hey Arnold.
Come on now, Cat Dog.
Ren and Stimpy. You even had Beavis and Butthead. I wasn't allowed to watch it, but I did with my dad.
Even the one show from the 90s that they showed on WB. Pinky and the Brain. I thought that was fire.
That was, man. That was dope.
I was for the brother twin hat cap, you know what I'm saying?
Salute you.
I was for the brothers who didn't have cable. Another question. This is a little off topic. We want to know, what is your childhood? What is your favorite childhood memory and why?
Who you're asking me? Okay. My favorite childhood memory would have to be, I was in first grade and my mom and dad were still together. They came and got me from school on Easter, and they surprised me with the trip to Kings Island, my first trip to Kings Island. I'll never forget that memory.
Oh, yeah. I know you was teed up, huh?
Yeah, I was leaving the class like, yeah, I'm going on vacation. They're like, okay, I'll miss you. Okay, whatever. What about you?
For me, I had a shitty childhood. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't have much memories, guys. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Christmas, a lot of times Christmas, we didn't have shit.
Mm.
You know, we had to go to school. I used to hate going by the school after Christmas because they had asked you, like, what you got. And I ain't never had shit to put on the paper. You know what I'm saying? A pair of socks, shit, nigga. That's all I got is a pair of socks. Nigga, that's what you want to hear? You feel me? But,
so sorry about that.
With that being said, you know, I guess my favorite childhood memory would have to be, you know, spending time with my brothers and sisters, you know, because I lost both of them at the age of 21 and 22.
So R.I.P. to them.
So I didn't get to spend too much time with them. And I wish I could have that precious time back. But that is a whole nother topic.
And that's a whole nother episode. I'm going to speak to you guys a little bit. Next couple shows, we want to do a couple Q&As. You ask the questions, we answer them. If you want to go on there and write something, we'll read it off. We'll give you a little shout-out if you want to do that. And we'll go from there. See how you guys like that. We can do that next time. Hopefully, it'll be sometime soon. You feel like doing that one of these episodes? A Q&A?
Well, we'll call in.
Mm-hmm. You can call in,
This is our first official podcast together. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be a little rusty, but we're going to clean it up.
Almost definitely.
We're going to have lots of content, you know, tips, relationship advice,
mm-hmm.
you know, anything you may have.
Shoot, I might even have questions for you guys.
And that will wrap it up for today. For the CNT podcast, and we will see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.